Hello, celeb fans. Welcome back to Red Carpet with More Celebrity Facts with me, Lisa Lang. This week, I'm talking about David Guetta. So, Pierre David Guetta was born on November 7th, 1967 and was raised in Paris. Guetta began DJ at Broad Club in Paris. He played his popular songs as he discovered house music when he heard Farley's Jackmaster Funk track on French radio in 1987. The next year, he began hosting his own club nights. In mid-1990s, Guetta played in clubs including Les Centrales, The Rex, Leeboy and Fody's Pagel in 2001, Guetta and Gochim Grad founded Gun Productions, and in the same year, Guetta's first single, Just a More Love, featuring American singer Chris Willis, was released. Guetta's second album, Guetta Blaster, was released in 2004. And it was supported the release of four singles, Money and Stay, featuring Chris Willis and The World Is Mine, and Love in Love With Myself, featuring G.D. Davis. He played in many countries around the world to promote the album. He played in Mentres in January 2008, accompanied by French rapper Joey Sarr. In the same year, he and his wife Kathy also planned a new event which took place in Stade de France on July 5, 2008. On the 16th of June 2009, the Black Eyed Peas re-released the Guetta produced I Got a Feeling as their second single for their fifth studio album, The End. It became a worldwide hit, topping the charts in 17 countries. On the 20th of June 2010, American rapper Flo Rida released the single Club Can't Handle Me featuring David Guetta. The song is included on the soundtrack album to the American 3D dance film Step Up 3D. And Flo Rida's third studio album, Only One Flow, Part 1. His second single from the album, One Love, featuring Estelle, and Memories, featuring Kid Cudi, Getting Over You, featuring Chris Willis, and Fergie and LMFAO followed. Guetta's fifth studio album, Nothing But The Beat, was released on the 26th of August 2011. It was released as a double disc album on one disc, being vocal and other being electronic. Guetta was inspired by rock bands such as King of Leon's and Coldplay, and to add rock influences to dance productions where Them Girls That, featuring Flo Rida and Nicki Minaj. The first single off the album was released worldwide on 2nd of May 2011. Little Bad Guy with Teo Cruz and Luka Riss was released as the single on the 28th of June 2011. The third single, Without You, with Usher, was released on the 27th of September 2011. Guetta has also released four promotional singles for Nothing But The Beat, which were Titanium with Sia, Luna with Afrojack, and Night Of Your Life with Jennifer Hudson. And the Alpha Beat, the album also features hit singles Sweat with Snoop Dogg and Turn Me On with Nicki Minaj. On the 30th of September 2016, Guetta released a new single with Cedric Gravis and Chris Willis, named Would I Lie To You, on his label Jack Back Records. On 24th of March 2017, Guetta released Light My Body Up, the single with his fourth collaboration with rapper Nicki Minaj, and also featured Lil Wayne. On the 17th of July 2020, Guetta and Morten released their new rave. Guetta and Morten started a new feature rave, Sound Movement, in late 2019. On the 30th of May 2020, Guetta performed at New York City's Top of the Rock Observation Deck at the Rockefeller Center for the second edition at the United Home to a virtual crowd to over 24 million to benefit COVID-19 relief efforts. In 2021, David Guetta performed right here at the Isle of Wight Festival, which was amazing. And then on the 8th of April 2022, Guetta released a song, Crazy What Love Can Do, with British singer-songwriter Becky Hill and Ella Henderson. So now you know about David Guetta. He's one of the most amazing DJs I've ever seen. It would be my dream come true to see him live. Sadly, because it was in 2021, my confidence wasn't high enough to go to the festival back then. But hopefully one day David Guetta will make his comeback, and I'll be able to go and see him live, because that would be a dream come true to hear all of his amazing songs that I've heard over the years live on stage. So next time, I'm talking about Jack P. Sheppard. So stay tuned, everyone. Take care.